Roy. There's a the Ralbag speaks about a toeles that is achieved from learning from the parsha where Yisrael comes and he hears of all the great things that happened to Klal Yisrael, and he comes to join together with Klal Yisrael. Who? What's this toeles? Lohidia. Sheroy laodom sheyizdareis lirois niflois Hashem yisale. He should go bezrizus to see the miracles of Hashem. Kimehem yamod alamitosoi yisale v'tachlis koichoi gvurosoi. Through these miracles, he will be oimed. He'll be able to be toifus. He'll be able to comprehend the truth of Hashem and the extent of his koyach and his power. Uvichlal. He says in Bechlal, when you see the actions, you begin to recognize the one who, the perpetrator of the actions, the one who does the actions, and it comes to a hakorah of Hashem. V'kol ma shehoiso ha-pe'ula yoyse niflo, tamay doysonu. Al ha-poel yoyse niflo. And the more that we see the miraculousness, the wondrousness of what he does, the more we recognize his greatness and the extent of his the expanse of his greatness and his wondrousness. And because of this, we find that Yisroi, who was a sar and an odoin, he was top, at highest echelon of society, and in a place of tranquility and so forth, everything was good for him over there. Hinei kisheshoma niflois Hashem hisoyer laleches b'midbar b'mokim shohoya Moshe choyne laman al mitzvah se'inyan. He wanted to go to the midbar, the place where Moshe Rabbeinu was, to figure out, to find out, to see the truth of what's happening there. Kedei sheyisoyer loikoyach Hashem yisal ugvoroso v'atzmuso, that he should become alerted to, awakened to the koyach of Hashem. Ki tachlis hatzlochas ho'odom hu kishayaskil me'amites Hashem lefima she'efsher. Because the tachlis of hatzlocha of a person is when he'll come to, with seichel to recognize the amites hadvorim, the truth of the of Hashem and his miracles and so forth. Like he says, atu yadati godol Hashem yikol elokim. V'zochar b'tchilas hasipor shushoma kol asher osa Hashem yisal el-meishu v'l-Yisroel. Lehoyrois al shahasibo hamevia oiso laleches bamidva lotzmin kama oiso lamad alamitis zeho inyan. And he everything that he did, it indicates he came only for the purpose of understanding and being mizdariz to the niflois Hashem. Now it seems that this is one of the midos that he says. This is a toelis of midos. And what is that midah? Is to be zoriz to see the Nefloyes Hashem. It seems that that is not just an inyan, it's not just a good piece of advice, it's not just even an act that a person should do, but it's a midah. It has to be part of his nature that he's craving to come to recognize Hashem, and he's deeply motivated from within to do everything possible to see that. And any time he sees an opportunity for him to deepen that awareness, he is running to do it, he's mizdaris to do it, and that becomes part of his personality, part of the makeup of his character to grab and to search and to run for every opportunity that's going to give him an ability to recognize more Hashem and more of his greatness. And it isn't just a religious act, and it isn't just an intellectual pursuit, but it's a midah that a person has to have. We have to, part of our essence has to be this desire to look, to see, to find, to understand, to search out or to run for every opportunity to come to that realization. Later on, the Ralbag on the pasuk of Atem Re'isim Asher Asisi B'Mitzrayim, again referring to all the miracles of Mitzrayim. So he says, there's a toelis here that Hashem does miracles. Kol ma sheyaseh Hashem yisalem and neflois liYisrael hoyel letachlis sheyiskarbo la'avidosoi. Everything that he did was just to bring Klal Yisrael closer to the service of Hashem. He was misabiv all kinds of sibos to get them out of all the terrible suffering of Mitzrayim and bring them to the true emuna. That they should be ready to be makabel the Torah and to go into Eretz Yisrael. Then they became ready to be mekabel the Torah. Le'oitzem ma shero mehaneflois asher heviu oisom lahamin ba'Hashem yisale betachlis ma she'efshar. By the what was made them muchon to be mekabel the Torah, the strength of what they saw from the neflois, the miracles Hashem that brought them to believe in Hashem. B'tachlis ma she'efshar, with the ultimate of capability that they had to recognize and appreciate and to believe in Hashem. It seems from the Ralbag that they came to Har Sinai and Hashem took them out of Mitzrayim and they saw Nisim and he speaks to them directly. And he reminds them, and now he tells them, this is what I want from you. And yet it seems that that would not have been enough, that they would not be muchon lekabel the Torah unless they saw niflois Hashem that brought them to a level of emuna b'tachlis ma she'efshar. It seems that sometimes we take for granted. And, well, we know Hashem's talking, and he tells us, took us out of Mitzrayim, he identified himself, we saw the Ad Hashem, we know what took place, but we didn't get it to the fullest extent. We didn't see the ultimate of miracles. We didn't comprehend the full potential of what we had the ability to understand and to see. And it seems with the Ralbag that when that's lacking, when they didn't see Niflois that brought them to this point that they should be able to believe in Hashem b'tachlis ma she'efshar, then there's something lacking in their ability to be mekabel the Torah. We sometimes don't connect enough the need for appreciating all of the hashkochas Hashem and all of the miracles that He does with our ability and our willingness to be ready to be mekabel the Torah. Sometimes maybe, I don't know if I have a right to say this, but sometimes tachlis ma she'efshar means maybe some people even look beyond and become overwhelmed. That's a possibility too. But certainly when a person is not focused to the maximum, I don't run to see miracles. I'm not so interested in the hashgocha protis. I don't focus on every detail. I lump the Yetzias Mitzrayim as one big event rather than Vohitzesi, Vihitzalti, Vigoalti, Velokachti, and focus on all the details. I lump a miracle and one great, oh, wonderful thing happened rather than pay attention to, look at this. This happened and this happened and this happened and this happened. Look, look, Niflois, one after another, after another, after another, and to focus on each and every possibility of another angle, of another insight, of a deeper kinyan in appreciating the neflois haboire. And it's shaykh that if I don't maximize the potential that I have to be able to see those neflois, then when it comes to Kabbalah HaTorah, I'm not ready. I can't do it because I didn't fill my capacity with the fullness of the awareness of who Hashem was. Clearly, Kabbalah HaTorah was based on Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzisicho Meretz Mitzrayim Mibeis Avodim. Hashem introduced Himself first and said, all those miracles and everything that happened, I'm the perpetrator of all these things, and now is the time to be Makabal the Torah. But it sounds like unless we maximize our efforts, our potential, our zrizus, our midah, of striving to see and to understand every aspect of Hashem's Hashgocha, then we're lacking in that ability to really be makabel the Torah. The burden of Torah is so great, the kabos or malchus shemayim, the shibud is such that unless it's preceded by the ultimate of my capacity to see Hashem in action, in His hatova, in His chesed, in all of the niflois that He does, which are all His chesed and rachamim, then I'm not ready for that kabbalas haTorah. It occurred to me just this morning that maybe that's what we do when we recite Birchas HaShachar every day. We make all the brachas and all the bodily functions and brachas that Hashem gives us in life, and Pekech Ivrim and Malbish Harumim and Matir Asurim and Zoy Kifufim, all the different things that we could do, Mavir Sheino, and then we have a